There's a new alert system out today. This is really interesting stuff. I read this and I thought, wow, okay, here's where we need to be. It's a new alert system that police recently used to find two missing girls, and it is receiving endorsements from the country's top police chiefs today. The system's known as the Child Search Network, and it allows police to put out information on a missing child via a website and smartphone app. Members of the public can then offer tips by clicking on the name or the picture of the child, and the network aims to alert the public, especially those in a specific location, to missing children who are deemed to be a high risk, but who are not in imminent danger, such as the Amber Alert system that we currently have. Amanda Pick is here. She's the CEO of the Missing Children Society of Canada and is here to tell us more. Nice to have you.
Wow, thanks for having me.
So let's jump right in. Exactly, you know, what is this and what does it do?
Well, as you mentioned, today was an incredible day as we stood with the Canadian Association of Chiefs of Police and our technology partners, Esri Canada and Microsoft Canada, to share with Canadians that we are launching the Child Search Network. And really what this network is the opportunity for Canadians to first and foremost learn what children are missing in their community right now, as well as be able to download MCSC Rescue, which is an app, and sign up to receive, register to receive alerts from the police in their community when a child goes missing that doesn't meet the criteria of an Amber Alert.
I love this idea because I think that when we talk about the Amber Alert, it's one of those systems where people, they have their complaints. I'm not one of them. I've got some complaints about how it all works, but this leans into technology and it also allows the user to say, yes, I want to stand up. I want to be more a part of my community and help in any way I can.
Definitely. You know, I spend every single day in service of protecting children and working on behalf of families whose children are missing and partnering with police. And in all the years that I've been doing this work, and it's taken a decade to bring this the Child Search Network to Canadians and protection of that effort, I have yet to hear someone say, if a child needs me, I'm not going to be there. I know Canadians want to do this with us. I know Canadians want to ensure that every child is protected. And so we now have that opportunity. It is incredibly exciting to have a comprehensive support, which includes the power of Amber Alert when a child is abducted and in imminent danger. And that alert, as you said, it goes throughout the province. But now the Child Search Network, Canadians can stand in their own community and receive an alert that is very specific to that area, and police have the capabilities that they need to engage us all. It is a tremendous day today because we are going to create a new future of protecting children, and I'm honored to be a part of that.
And when you talk about, you know, no one not wanting to help a child, I think that with the greatest of intentions, that's how we all felt about the Amber Alert when it began. And then as it was used more and more, it just became, for a lot of people, a nuisance. It became exactly what you just said. This is nowhere near me. This happens far too often. So is it safe to say that you guys sort of learned from those mistakes when you put this one together?
Well, I would say that while some people have the opinions or concerns, I guess, or have conversations, let's say, regarding the Amber Alert program, I don't feel that way. And so, no, it's not safe to say that we based our development of this network as a competitive network or as something that wasn't going to be used in the same way that Amber Alert is used. This is a complementary system and tool built and developed by police for community to partner in ensuring that we harness technology with the capabilities to be able to protect a child. One child in one community, and we have the ability to do that for a high-risk missing child or for a child that requires the Amber Alert. And every single time a child goes missing, our police partners are, through their investigation, determining what way they need to engage the community, and that's what they do. And so, you know, again, I serve children and protecting children. And I can tell you that wake me up in the middle of the night or now ask me to register to receive an alert and remind me that there's children missing in my community and give me a place to go and see those children, who they are and how I can help. And I believe that I'm not the only one that feels that way. Clearly, I believe that every Canadian will join our effort. And I also believe that the future is possible where no child in Canada, if they're missing, goes unseen.
I understand that this alert system also assisted police in finding two missing girls. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, we Calgary Police Service had a case of a high-risk missing child in the last few weeks, and that case wouldn't have met the threshold of Amber Alert, and so they issued a child search alert in Calgary, and the result of that is that one of the community members saw the information come through and the MCSC Rescue app provided a tip immediately, which that's one of the capabilities of the system, is to provide a tip. Calgary Police Service worked with the tipster, worked with the community, worked with the family, and through that effort recognized that another girl had also was also missing with the first girl. And therefore, because of the partnership with community, because of the information that came through the new system, they were able to safely locate both girls and return them to their loved ones. I mean, it's just such a powerful example of what we're talking about.
You know,
these children were high risk, and we found our community responding, and now they're safe.
I've downloaded the app, and what jumped out to me, and I hope you continue to do this, is keep the located boxes up to know that we are finding kids. I want to thank you for doing that. And also, a lot of people want to know at 71010 on our text board, what's the best way for them to find it and download it? Could you give them that info?
You bet. So the best way to become part of this effort is to go to rescue, R-E-S-Q-U, .mcsc.ca, download the app, or if you like, you can go to any of Apple Store or Google Play and get the app there as well. So I welcome Canadians into this new effort, and I know we will be successful in protecting kids together.
Amanda, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Amanda Pick, CEO of the Missing Children Society of Canada.